Lawmakers in Washington are pushing for the establishment of the Harriet Tubman National Park. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it would have a big impact in the Auburn area where Tubman lived and died.
Although Tubman is best known for ferrying hundreds of slaves to freedom via the Underground Railroad, Syracuse area Congressman Dan Maffei says her legacy goes beyond that.
But she was also a pioneer in women's rights and a pioneer in elder care. She was a woman in combat, 150 years before now we have women in combat officially. It really is one of those things where I feel like we need Harriet Tubman today more than ever.
Maffei, along with U.S. Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, introduced a bill in Congress this week to establish the Harriet Tubman Home in Auburn as a National Historic Park. It would include several historical structures, including her home, the home for the aged she established, the AME Zion Church, and the Fort Hill Cemetery where she's buried. Maffei says beyond the historic need for it, the designation would be a big boost for the tourism industry in Cayuga County, creating 70 jobs alone. And he's optimistic it'll get through Congress.
We've got bipartisan support and particularly a lot of good support from the Senate, including the Senate Appropriations Chairperson, Barbara Mikulski. So I'm very hopeful and I'm going to push very hard for it.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.